Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, Rebecca, y'all are stressed out right now and trying to question, like, why? What is it about you that the women don't want to go out with you? Why?
Yeah, you know what? I'm sick of hearing people say, oh, dating sucks. Dating is so hard. Because you know what? Dating is worse for me. Me specifically.
It's hard over here too, Rebecca.
What makes your situation worse than anybody else? It can't be worse for you. When you walk into a bar, 100% of the people there you can hook up with. For most of us, it's 50%. How can it be harder for you?
Because that's 100% more people who will reject you.
Valid point.
That's what seems to kind of keep happening to me. And it's kind of bringing me down a little bit. So I am, for context, a bisexual woman, which you guys already know because it's all I freaking talk about. But recently, I did something new for the first time. On my dating apps, I have opened it up to everybody, not just men. So now it's ladies, bros, non-binary hoes, all just messaging me, whatever. I've got it open and I'm ready to date everyone.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about it.
But everybody else isn't excited about you?
It seems so.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
And I don't do that bad on the apps. Like, I pride myself on having a pretty funny, engaging profile. Like, men seem to, you know, like to match with me, and I have pretty good matches with men. But it's been weeks where I've had it open to women and everyone, and I've matched with one woman.
Maybe the word hasn't gotten out yet.
Still new. Right.
You're just the best kept secret on Bumble.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I need to plaster myself on a billboard somewhere. They need to know I'm here.
Look, let me ask you a question here. All right. And it's a marketing question.
Okay.
That I'm going to try to apply to dating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're a woman and you put a profile together, right, for a man, is it any different than if you are a woman putting together a profile for a woman?
Oh, it's a great question.
So now, because you're asking for all, it seems to me like you're marketing to everybody.
Yes.
Because we know, like, because you have demographics, like that you, and it, the marketing is different.
Right.
For men and women.
When I think about it, I feel like I make the app just feeling like it's all encompassing. But yeah, if I was going to gear it more towards men, there would definitely be things that I would put on and take it off for women. Anime, men love anime, women don't. So I would take that off.
I feel like all men really do is look at the pictures, and women look beyond that. They look for more.
Can you have two profiles on a, can you have one profile looking for men on one, have another profile on a different app looking for women? And then on another app, everybody's invited to the Rebecca party.
Okay, that would be interesting because I could do that on like Bumble Be My Man app and Hinge Be My Woman app. And then I don't know where lesbians go, Katie, if you got to tell me that.
I think like Tammy or something like that.
Tammy.
Her or something like that. It's weird. Yeah, weird names. Weird.
Can you do that though? Can you put like different profiles up trying, if you are bisexual, can you put different profiles up attracting different genders?
I think you have to stick to the one profile and just open it up to whatever genders you're into. I don't think you can like double it, like clone
on
your
the
profile.
Same app, but on the same others app. You could.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I could.
Can they see that you're, like, if you're a man, can it see that you're open to dating women as well? Does it say that?
I'm pretty sure you can put your sexuality. Mine's not up.
I'm wondering, so, and I know I feel like I've heard Katie talk about this a little bit before, and you, and sorry if I'm putting words in your mouth. My understanding is that people who are legit lesbians, and not to diminish being bisexual or pansexual, anything like that, are worried when they date bisexual women that they're not really in it and they're just testing the waters. Am I right, Katie? Like,
yeah, you're right.
Some of the community.
Mm-hmm, you're spot on.
And I've also seen that there's some signaling that women in the LGBTQ community do with, like, obviously short nails, lots of rings, sometimes dressing hyper feminine to sort of send signals to other women that, like, we're the same ball game. Am I speaking out of turn, Katie? Like, no. I don't want to put words in anyone's mouths. This is just what
you're
I learned.
You're on the right road.
So I'm wondering.
Is she lesbian splaining? No. Yeah.
You see how I'm dancing around? You're dancing real fast.
So my point is, maybe you need to put some of those photos in there.
How many pictures can I put up on my profile where I'm just like,
well, you can take the one of you and the cat down.
Why is she?
Lesbians love cats.
No, not that picture.
Not that picture.
No. What's wrong with it?
Yeah, it's this one.
Oh yeah, that gotta go.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes it's me your laugh so hard.
Yeah, that's not
that's
it.
Great.
Yeah, go ahead and get rid of that one now.
Yeah, everything. You're
like right now.
Okay. I am a fan of your profile. Like your lead photo is fantastic. I think your About Me is so funny. Hey y'all, I'm just a girl looking for someone who doesn't know their astrology chart. Also, I'm 6'1" because apparently that matters. I think that's very funny. I also think your two truths and a lie are fantastic.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
It's highly entertaining.
Okay. Good. Love that.
Yeah. So the only thing
just the cat.
it's an adorable picture of the cat, but that is not a good picture of you.
No, it's not. You're not right. You're not wrong.
We're being honest, right?
I'm not mad at you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you have friends that are going to be honest with you, right? Yeah.
Let every person in this. How many pictures are you allowed to have?
I think like 6.
Okay, let every person in this studio choose a picture for you to use.
Okay.
Like, you can use all of them at the same time, but let's refresh the pictures and see if it'll snag you some new dates.
Take the cat down to get the cat.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, yes.
You're on The Burt Show.